It was almost a year ago, it was in July, that the Silver Line opened up here in Tyson's Corner, or now we call it Tyson's. And really, having Peter Pan here, having this production, a world-class production, is so exciting, and it really is a demonstration of the vibrancy that that we are seeing here in Tyson's. So it's a whimsical show, something that all of us know. We've grown up with Peter Pan, and being able to bring our families, our children here to enjoy a world-class production is really special. But to have it here, especially in Tyson's, is really special. So people can get here on the Silver Line, Metro. They can drive and get here as well. There's, you know, just lots of shopping, lots of opportunity here. And having Peter Pan really is, you know, just spectacular. It's something that everyone is going to enjoy.
Do you remember when you first heard the idea? I love it.
Of Peter Pan. Yes, and I guess it was maybe 6 months or so ago. So it was just a few months after the Silver Line had opened. So the Silver Line was exciting, and it really was transformational. So we were really heady from that. But then when I found out that we were going to be able to host the world-class production of Peter Pan here in Tyson's, boy, that was really exciting. So I'm excited and pleased to be here under the little tent and to have had a chance to see the big tent as it's being put together. It's going to be just a fantastic, whimsical, wonderful opportunity for families. And having it here in Tyson's, boy, that's special.
And will this space be used for other shows, or is this kind of a one-off? They come here, build it, and then take it down?
This is a one-time thing. So they come, they put up the tents. There's been a lot that has gone into the production for this show. And it's unique that they've chosen Fairfax County, a county, to bring Peter Pan to. So there will be other places in the United States, other places, you know, around the globe, perhaps, where this production will take place. But having it here in Tyson's, wow, that's a real coup.
Describe what you're going through your mind when you're sitting there opening night.
Well, I expect to have my grandchildren with me. So I have altogether five in the area. And so I would like to think that we're all going to be sitting there under the big tent, enjoying the production. You believe that people are flying, and you know the acting is going to be spectacular. So you know, I'm really looking forward to this being a family event, and being able to enjoy it with my grandchildren and children.
Are the grandkids familiar with Peter Pan? And were you a fan growing up?
Everybody's familiar with Peter Pan, and absolutely, I was have always been a fan of Peter Pan. I love to think of never growing up and going off to Never Never Land. You know, when I was a kid, I was imaginative, and so Peter Pan was a natural for me, and it is for my kids and for their children as well.